Welcome to Be All You Are, a midlife awakening podcast. I'm your host, Kaina Paranjape. I'm a former corporate executive, two-time entrepreneur, and mama. I've worked with and partnered with major brands and even helped a celebrity launch an award-winning business. But I also believe that who we are is not just reflected on our LinkedIn profile. When I was 30, my husband became suddenly critically ill, and after 8 years of living with a difficult illness, he passed away. This experience taught me that we need to claim our dreams now, embrace all we are, and create an amazing life along the way. Today, I help women like you navigate through change and transition to their next level of freedom and fulfillment, whatever that looks like for you. This podcast is all about stepping into all you are. It's about reconnecting to your inner voice so you can hear the whispers of your deepest dreams and cultivate the courage and a plan to create the life that is waiting for you. Now head out on that solo walk or settle into a cozy spot with a favorite beverage and join me. Well, hello, my beautiful friends. How are you? Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I'm so, so glad you're here. Thank you for jumping back in with me after a bit of a pause in August. If you haven't yet listened to my first episode back in September, episode 61, it was a conversation with Kristen Gale, the founder of TenSpot, and it was really the perfect interview to kick off the fall back to school, back to everything season. And today I wanted to stay with that theme. And I wanted to share 5 ways to take advantage of September energy to move towards your future vision of you, future you, the life that you want to create. I want to share with you 5 ways to take advantage of the energy that comes with this time of year, right? The air is cooler. We are walking a little bit faster. We are back into our schedules. And for me, while I'm not going to lie, Labor Day weekend is very bittersweet. I find that I'm mourning summer over Labor Day weekend. Once I shift into September, I'm ready to embrace it all. And I actually feed off of this energy. And I think when we are ready to embrace it and welcome it, we can work with it, right? We can work with the energy. So I wanted to share with you today 5 ways to take advantage of September energy. And the first way is one that is very dear to my heart, and that is to connect to your inner goddess. So if you've been listening to me over the last few months, whether through social media or my email newsletter or even this podcast, you'll know that I believe so strongly that each of us, each of you, has an inner goddess. And your inner goddess is that most beautiful, radiant, powerful, confident, knowing, wise, strong part of you. She is in there, right? She is been there all along since you were a little girl. And when we connect to our inner goddess, we unleash a power and a strength that is unstoppable. And I have hosted this just this summer, a 5-week program that was all about reconnecting you to your inner goddess. And as part of that, I created this beautiful guided meditation to help you find her, right? Because you might be listening to this and you might be thinking, I don't know, Kaina, do I really have an inner goddess? I have a big to-do list. I have, lots of running around. I'm feeling quite overwhelmed. And I'm telling you that if you do this 11-minute guided meditation, you will feel her energy. You will reconnect to her. And when you open your eyes 11 minutes later, you will be like, oh my God, she's in there. And then you can ask her, what would you have me do? What would you have me say? Where would you have me go? And you can ask her. So the first way to take advantage of September energy is to let your inner goddess lead the way. And I want you to scroll down into the show notes, click on the inner goddess meditation link, and you will receive this beautiful 11-minute guided meditation. Okay, let's let our inner goddess lead the way this fall towards your most beautiful goals, towards your most beautiful visions, towards the most beautiful and full manifestation of you. Okay, the second way that I want you to take advantage of September energy is to, and I'm quoting somebody else on this now, be a legend in your own mind. Now, if you listen to my last podcast episode, you'll know exactly who said this. It was actually Kristen Gale, the founder of 10 Spot, who I hosted in my last episode. And when she said this, it really struck me. I was like, wow, it kind of aligns with what I'm saying about connecting with your inner goddess. It's like in your own mind, seeing yourself as a legend, right? Or for some, it might be like seeing yourself as the lead in the romantic comedy or in the movie, that you're the heroine, you're the one that everyone's watching. What is she going to do now? How is she going to overcome this, right? And so this idea of being a legend in your own mind, and instead of seeing your life as small and 3D, right? Like focused on like the stuff you have to do and where you have to go and the schedule, to like think about the arc of your life, the story of your life. How will people tell your story, right? And how do you want your story to be told? And that's where being a legend in your own mind is so powerful. So I personally, I think you know this about me. I'm a fan of post-it notes. I write things down on post-it notes. Sometimes they come down when I no longer need that message and a new one goes up. Be a legend in your own mind is absolutely going on a post-it note for the month of September, because I think that we need to own our worthiness. We need to own our beauty. We need to own our importance and our value in this world. And one way to do that is to remind yourself, be a legend in your own mind. All right. The third way to take advantage of September energy is to upgrade your routine. So in summer, I don't know about you, but for me, I like to slow down my pace in summer. It doesn't mean that I wasn't working, but I like to slow it down. Like maybe I drop off my daughter and I go for a bit of a walk and then I come home and then, you know, there's like, I take a little break in the afternoon. Now, I'm not saying that we go into grind mode. That is not what I'm saying. We don't want to go shift into a mode that results in burnout, that results in overwhelm, that results in losing that spark and that like spark of energy. But what I am saying is, what if we shifted gears for ourselves very intentionally when it comes to our routine, right? Like what if we chose how we wanted to upgrade our routine, up-level our routine to step in to this new season, this like, you know, energetically higher vibrating season. So one of the things that I have committed to is being a little bit more structured with my schedule. And that doesn't mean, again, that I'm like back to back. But like I've got my commitments and I am, you know, being really intentional about the coffee dates that I book or the podcasts that I listen to, even because I know that for me and where I am, it's a bit of go time. And I want it to be go time. I want to like make that commitment to myself and to future me that I'm going to do the work now that will pay off 60 days, 90 days down the road. That means I fit in my workouts. It means I think about what, you know, meals I'm going to eat that week. It means that I get dressed in the morning and put a little bit more effort into like, what jewelry am I going to wear? Or, you know, am I wearing mascara today? Whatever it is that it is for you, but to just upgrade, up level your routine to signal to yourself that something has shifted, right? It's to signal to yourself that something has shifted for you and that you are up-leveling yourself through your routine. Okay, number four, the fourth way to take advantage of September energy is to recommit to your dream or vision. So in the summertime, we tend to, you know, be spending more time with family, saying yes to more things, being on holiday, kind of going with the flow a little bit, which I love about summer. But now is the time to recommit to your dream or vision, to say to yourself, I am worthy of this goal. I am worthy of this vision. And I'm going to show myself, my own worthiness by my commitment. And what does that commitment look like? What are the things that you do? What are the behaviors that you have? What is that next level activity that you take on to commit and recommit to your goals? I love the saying that we overestimate what we can do in a year and underestimate what we can do in a decade. And I believe that to be true. We think that, oh, I'm going to make all these things happen in a year. And when it doesn't happen that way, right? Like a big grand vision doesn't happen in a year. We feel like, oh, I failed or I didn't make enough progress. But we have made progress, right? We are building on our progress. And the only way we won't bring that vision to life is if we stop or slow down or just sort of believe that it's not happening. And conversely, the only way we actually make that dream or vision come true is by never, ever, ever giving up on it. We commit and we recommit and we recommit and we recommit. And life will happen and things will take us astray and we'll lose focus and we'll get caught up in something. But if you just decide that I'm gonna continuously recommit to this, then over 10 years or 5 years or whatever it is, you will make that dream come true. You will create that vision. And even when I think about this in my own life, right? Like when I think about where I was 10 years ago. So this fall will be the 10th anniversary of my husband passing away. And when I think of where I was 38 years old when my husband passed away. I'm now 48. And how I felt and the state of my life and where it is today and who I am today and how I show up today, feels like a miracle. Honestly, it feels like a miracle. So wherever you are at this moment, maybe you are 35 or 38 or 42 or 45 or 48 like me or 53 or 58 or 65, wherever you are, what is your vision for yourself 10 years from now? What is your vision for yourself? And are you committed to it? Or are you sort of just kind of wandering along a path? And listen, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with wandering along a path. Lots of people go through life enjoying life wandering along the path. But I feel like if you're listening to this podcast, there's a part of you that's like, I don't know that I'm everybody. I feel like I want more. And I feel like I'm meant for more. So if you are one of those people, if you feel like you're meant for more, I'm asking you right now, this fall, along with me, commit to your dream or vision. Recommit if you've lost commitment, right? Let's make that 10-year vision come true. And the only way we do that is to not let it go. Okay, the fifth way to take advantage of September energy is to master the self-pep talk. Okay, so what I'm saying here is we all love a good pep talk. I am like way, way, way behind here, but I recently started listening to watching Ted Lasso on Apple TV. I know, way behind. And I don't know what suddenly called me to watch it, but I started watching it and became obsessed. And I just love Ted Lasso's pep talks to the team, right? Like his like heartfelt, motivational talks to the team. And I actually remember being in high school and listening to a motivational speaker for the first time. And I think I remember even thinking like, oh my gosh, how powerful. I want to be able to do that for people. And I don't think I've reached my motivational speaker phase quite yet, although maybe it's still to come. Maybe that's on my 10-year vision. But there is something so powerful about listening to words or writing your own words or recording your own voice, reminding you of who you are, what you're made of, what you're capable of believing in yourself. And, you know, it's interesting, as I was watching the show, I reflected on the fact that I've really never been a part of a sports team. Like when I was a kid, I sort of had one of these like small t traumatizing moments where I tried out for a baseball team, or maybe I didn't even try out. Maybe it was just like going to lessons to learn how to play baseball. And I remember the coach throwing a ball, like a softball, and saying like, okay, you have to swing the bat and hit the ball. And I couldn't do it. And he was like, okay, we're going to stay here until you hit it. And I remember it felt like forever before I hit that ball. And I was so embarrassed. And I didn't kind of recover from that, you know? And then later on, when we moved to a new city, I tried out for a basketball team and the coach was a complete jerk and a bit of a bully, actually, when I look back on it. And I had like started at this new school and was having a bit of trouble fitting in and really wanting to fit in. And there was like all the girls sitting around this table in the gym having our lunch after practice. And he basically like stood up and said, okay, everyone on this side of the table made the team and everyone on that side of the table did not. And that's how he said it. And so I remember feeling so like, oh, I don't belong on that side of the team, of that side of the table. And that really affected me. And so after that, I really kind of just stayed away from sports. I was like, you know what? That's not my thing. I have other things, and I just pursued other things. But I feel like I missed out on that, on those coaching moments, right? Like when your coach helps you to see what's possible for you, reminds you what is possible for you. And I think as adults, we don't hear that enough, right? Like who's giving you your pep talk? Who's saying to you, I believe in you? Besides me, of course, I'm always here to say that I believe in you. Because I do. I believe that everyone listening to this podcast has something, and beyond, of course, has something beautiful that's ready to blossom within and to be shared with others. And that your ability to create your life is truly limitless. Like, I just know that. I know that we as women are creators. We are. And we can make beautiful things happen in our lives and for others. So I just wanted to say that to you. But I think that the point here is that we all need a Ted Lasso in our ear, right? So how do you give yourself those pep talks? How do you do that? So in my group program, we talk about this a lot, right? We talk about how staying in the energy of feeling good and of believing in ourselves, that it's a practice. It's not something that you flip a switch, you heal a trauma, and now suddenly you fully believe in yourself. You're fully 100% confident. No, that's not what it is. It's an everyday practice. It's like constantly practicing awareness. It's constantly reminding yourself, I can choose a better thought. This isn't true. It's constantly pumping yourself up. Right? Like pumping yourself up. So let's talk about how to do that. There's a few ways. You could listen to a podcast episode, right? Like maybe it's a podcast episode that you love. I have a few that I saved in my Apple Podcast so that when I'm feeling a bit low, I like go straight to those specific podcast episodes and I kind of even know where to start it. so that I get my pep talk. That's one way. Another way is through affirmations. You could say your own personal affirmations, and you can create those. I actually did an affirmation workshop as well inside my program, which I may offer outside of it as well. But the idea is that you write affirmations custom to you and where you are in your life. You can write things on a sticky note and let that sticky note be a trigger for you and put it on your mirror. This came from a client, Stephanie. I'm actually shouting out to Stephanie here. But what she does is at the beginning of the week, she records a little pep talk to herself and she plays it back through the week as she needs it. I think that's incredible and super powerful. So I would offer you that. It could be a song that makes you feel like you're on fire. Listen to that song whenever you hit that tough spot. It could be a book. There could be certain passages in a book that remind you of what's possible. It could be a friend that you call, or it could just be looking at yourself in the mirror and smiling and saying whatever it is that you most need to hear. Like as if you were talking to your best friend, your friend that you believe in completely. The fifth way is to master the self pep talk, because we need to learn to do this for ourselves. So much of our behaviors and our actions and what we believe is possible comes from how we feel. And so it's just first having the awareness that I have the agency to choose how I feel, and I can shift my energy and I can pump myself up. I can do jumping jacks. I can put on my best outfit. I can like do my hair and wear mascara and look in the mirror and say, oh my gosh, I'm freaking amazing. You can look back, remind yourself of all the things that you've done. Look at, you know, keep a folder of compliments you've received, or, you know, feedback you've gotten, or even just a friend that says, thank you for being there for me. Just remind yourself of who you are. So I just went over 5 ways to take advantage of this incredible September energy. And I'm going to recap them for you very quickly. So the first is to connect to your inner goddess. And as I mentioned, I've recorded a 11-minute guided meditation to help you do just that. If you scroll down into the show notes and click on Inner Goddess Meditation, you will receive it. And I encourage you to do it whenever you start to feel like you are not in your goddess energy. Okay, that's number one. Number two, be a legend in your own mind. As I have, you know, credit, full credit goes to Kristen Gale on this one. But I just love this idea. It's just like, see yourself as a legend. And it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It's like, what matters most is that you see yourself that way. The third is to up-level, upgrade your routine. So think about all the things that you do every day. Is there a way to take it up a level for yourself? It could be a part of your commute. It could be a part of your, you know, breakfast routine. It could be what you do the first thing when you wake up in the morning. Maybe it's like, I'm not going to check my phone anymore. I'm going to do a meditation. Whatever it is, take a look at your routine right now and think about how you could up-level it. The fourth is to recommit to your dreams, recommit to your vision, recommit to yourself. And remember that we overestimate what we can do in a year and underestimate what we can do in a decade. So let's make sure that we are committed to those bigger visions for ourselves and who we're meant to be, and that we're not letting that go. And then the fifth is to master the self-pep talk, right? Like, we need to be our own champions. And yes, have a coach, have a mentor, you know, look to your partner, look to your friends. I do all of these things as well. But what I've learned is that the most powerful pep talks come from you. Truly, it's when you feel it the most, when you feel it, you honor yourself, you remember that you are a legend, and you take responsibility for your energy and for pumping yourself up every day, whatever it takes to get yourself into that mode of like, let's do this. My friends, that is it for today. It's a little bit of a short episode for you, but I wanted it to be short and powerful and packed. And so I would love to hear what you think. Which of these five ways to take advantage of September energy resonated with you the most? Send me a note over on Instagram. You can connect with me there. If you scroll down in the show notes, you can connect with me there. And I also have something super exciting coming up for you, a new masterclass that is launching September 30th, so in just a few weeks. And this masterclass is fully new, reimagined, inspired by connecting with hundreds of women and from really wanting to celebrate what comes next for us. So keep your eyes peeled for that. It will be a free 3 to 4 day masterclass. I'm just working out the details. And I cannot wait to welcome you in there to spend time with you live at the end of this month. Thank you so much for listening. And if you love this episode, I would be so honored if you would share it with a friend, rate, and leave a review. Thank you, my friends, and have a great month and week, and I will see you soon. Thank you for tuning in to today's show. I hope you found inspiration and use this podcast to start stepping into all you are. You can find information that was shared in today's show just below in the show notes. If you love this conversation, please share it with others so they can benefit from it too. You can take a screenshot of this episode and tag me on Instagram or share a link via text or email to a friend. Let's be clear, we need more women stepping into all they are. So go ahead and share away. And of course, subscribe to the podcast so that you receive the latest episodes every week and take a quick moment to rate it and leave a review. Thank you so much. Until next time, remember to keep exploring what it means to be all you are.